Hello and welcome to the Ozone. My name is Jeff Hazard, retired Sports Information Director of SUNY Oneonta and current Chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And today I have a very special guest, Jim Weir, who we will be inducting into our Athletic Hall of Fame as an honorary inductee this coming June 6th at the Morris Conference Center. So welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, congratulations first of all on this honor.
Thank you. I'm very humbled to have an honor like this. It's
Did you ever, I guess the first question is, did you ever think that you'd be in our Athletic Hall of Fame? I mean, you're someone who took care of that building meticulously.
No, that's Yeah, I said to somebody the other day, I never played a minute at Oneonta State, and I'm going to their Athletic Hall of Fame.
I mean, that's really the great thing about our honorary category. We get a chance to really, honor plus say thank you to some of those people who really did so much for athletics. And, maybe you might not think you did, but I can tell you this much. I mean, I always knew that if I needed something done pretty much in that field house, or we needed somebody to help us with some of the things over there, I mean, certainly you were the guy to go to. So.
I appreciate that. That was I seemed like once I had that beautiful place to work in, was like, if there was going to be an event, I wanted it to be the best and as special as it could be.
And I think that's really what says the most about you is the pride that you took in making sure that things were just, that were right, so that they would go well and everyone would be like, wow, this is a great event, and all part of right collaboration and working together and trying to do the best we can. So you certainly were a huge part of that. So yeah. So I mean, I can't say thank you enough. I'm sure Tracy and Ryan and all the other coaches and feel the same way. So
Yeah. Well, they all made me feel a big part of it, so.
I mean, you're with the college for nearly 40 years. Reflect on some of the times and some of the changes that you saw over that time.
Ooh. Well, I think there was four different presidents.
Wow.
I do remember the first time, I think it was a blizzard of 93, that the college ever closed. And I think I went through about three different name changes, Oneonta Teachers College and Oneonta State, SUNY Oneonta, and SUCO. There's many different names, and it was just a great place to be up there. I mean, there was a lot of great people, and I really happy I had the opportunity to make a career up there. So yeah, it was fun.
Who are some of the names, let's reminisce a little bit. Who are some of the names that really helped you? And, because again, you came here, you're a young guy, you got the older guys, who are some of those mentors for you?
I guess probably you're talking about sports, or are you talking about?
Well, just on campus, who are the people that helped you kind of break in and learn the ropes and
Well, with I got a gosh, going back, there was John Van Dusen was one of the guys in my department, and then it became Dale Kaus, and he's a lifelong friend. And in the sporting department, Steve Garner was he was the guy there when I took over, and
Yeah.
Steve was tough, and
Yeah.
Steve wanted things the way he wanted them, and that's the way it was. And I respected him for that. And one day he was working a graduation or some event there, and I was there, and he came and said, I don't know if I ever thanked you, but he said, but you were really something special. So, and he praised me for the help that I had given him. So,
Right. Yeah.
so.
So you saw a lot of student athletes come through, and certainly we'll talk a little bit more about your daughter Shannon in a little bit, but What did it feel like to be around the student athletes at the college level? Because we'll talk about your high school stuff as well. But what did it feel like to be around the student athletes?
They were, a little bit more mature than the kids I coached, and they were pretty neat. And when I started a dorm, I had a bunch of baseball guys, so they were really cool and up my alley. So that was pretty cool. And
Yeah.
all through the years, I when I got in the field house, we had, all the soccer teams were in there, and of course, the women won the national championship, and I was there for that, and that
Yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah.
Pat Weinert, and I just Pat Weinert was a local kid, and he ended up a national champion. And I'll tell you, I just kept telling him, "You're gonna do it, you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it," and he did it. So
Yeah.
that was really pretty cool. So,
Yeah. Small school, right? Skenivas.
yes,
Yeah.
yep,
Crazy.
yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a bunch of local kids that have done, the women's soccer team had the Volon girls on there, and Davis. They were pretty darn good.
yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
With the college sports and the college athletes being around, I mean, certainly you are. I mean, athletics has been such a big part of your life. Why don't you talk a little bit about, growing up in the area and, competing against some of the legends that we've had come through here, even at Oneonta. I'm sure you met them all somewhere along the way, either playing baseball or whatever you were doing, basketball. So, talk about some of those things.
Yeah, there growing up, I know it was pretty everybody was pretty good. I mean, people there was some real good athletes when I grew up playing, and then I started coaching, and we had some pretty good players then too, and but I mean, you got four or five guys not only out of high school that we would play Legion balls and ended up in Major League Baseball, and that's how good that was in that time. And we've had some Division One kids, and we've had definitely a bunch of Division Three kids from the area that went on to play, and Division Two as well. I know coaching AAU, I had a lot of kids, and people say, why do you coach all these other kids? Because that makes my kids better.
Yeah.
And if the sport's better in the area, everybody's going to be better. So I did a lot of that. Krista Porter and Jim Adair started this AAU club with Catskill Mountain, and Tom Moriarty was a big part of it. I worked with Tom for a long time. Tug McGraw,
Yeah.
gosh, Bob Z, Jerry Mackey. There was just a bunch of guys, so,
Yeah.
and women that really was a lot of fun to be around, and the kids were just phenomenal. So.
Right. So your success at Milford High School, I mean, you've coached girls basketball, the softball, the baseball, you've got a ton of league championships, and you ended up winning a regional championship at one point. Talk about, why it was important to be involved. Because you didn't have to. I mean, you got your job, you got your kids, your family, and all that. But why was it important to coach in high school?
Well, I guess probably I had three girls, and I felt that I was able to get stuff out of them, and bring other kids along, and I wanted them to be successful. And with the baseball, I had a couple guys that Mike Chase, who ended up working at the college, and Don Montgomery, were two kids that were 14, 15 years old. They got me started into coaching, and those two guys have been with me for a long, long time, and we still converse all the time. Mike and I are best friends. And Don, in fact, Don just I just got off the phone with him. So he's in North Carolina telling me how bad the snow is down there. I told him just be quiet.
So let's let's maybe start to transition into, so three daughters, all pretty good athletes in their own right. Certainly Shannon came on to play at Oneonta. Talk about what that felt like to have your daughters go on to play, beyond high school.
Yeah. Well, my oldest daughter, ended up playing at American University in Washington, and that was an eye opener. And and her son is 6'11", and now he's playing professionally in Georgia, so that's pretty neat. And she's the one that kind of got me going with basketball. So, 'cause I was a baseball guy really. So, we got her going with that. And my middle daughter was part of the regional championship in 98, and she went and played at Wilkes, in Pennsylvania. And of course Shannon was here, and, I don't know, we got close a few times, but we weren't as far as winning regionals or sectionals or anything like that. And it was interesting. Probably the greatest high school game I've ever been involved with was with South Courtright and Jess Lang. You know that name from Cortland. We lost in triple overtime, and
Woof.
oh yeah, it was something. So, those it was I she had a great career in high school, and then when she stayed home and played here, she did have other opportunities, but she decided to stay home. And it was just kind of neat to be able to sit and go watch her and play. So
So Shannon, all right. We're inducting her in our Hall of Fame as well, alongside you, and kind of a father-daughter thing. I mean, does it feel strange to share a day with her like this, or?
actually, I don't think it feels strange. I don't know. It's like I just talked to her a few minutes ago, and because I thought this was supposed to be at 1 o'clock, and she says, "No, I think it's at 2 because I just talked to him." I said, "Okay, well, I'm the JV game. You're going to be the varsity game." So, yeah,
The
but
warm-up.
no, it's really pretty neat, and it's really a special honor. So, I'm really humbled to think that you folks at on the Hall of Fame committee thought of me as a big part of this, and that's wonderful.
What was, was Shannon always into sports? I mean, what else did she play? Was she was a track person too, wasn't she? Maybe.
Yeah, she was she finished her junior and senior year. She finished I think second or third overall in a shot put in New York State. She went to states in a shot put. But honestly, she was a pretty darn good soccer player. So yeah, but she's always kind of been into sports, and yeah.
Did it help having the two older sisters to kind of push her along, or did she?
The older one was I don't think so much, but the middle one maybe a little bit more. So yeah, because there's a little bit more age group there, different. So it was about 8 years different. So yeah.
Like you said, you're excited obviously to have her stay local and play basketball. Would she have played soccer here, or?
I don't know. I don't know. I think seeing, I don't know. They were pretty darn good. Tracy had some really, really good teams. being her dad, I guess probably I might be a little biased, but I
Yeah.
think she could have played with those
Right.
kids. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So what was it about? I mean, again, your time there, beyond the coaching, you certainly have been a baseball umpire in the local area forever. And you're in their Hall of Fame locally here, and again, that's just something else that you kind of did. You said your first love was baseball, growing up or whatever, but just being involved at another level and something different beyond even just coaching. I mean, so what has that been like?
Well, it's actually been pretty rewarding being around. I think this was my 45th year of maybe 46th year of umpiring.
Wow.
We just started meetings today, but yeah, I mean, I've done right from Little League to I started the first year I umpired. Clay Bellinger
Oh, geez.
was a 12-year-old at Oneonta.
That's the team that went to the, they won the state title or no?
I'm not sure. They might have. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was a 12-year-old when I started, and
Wow.
yeah.
That's
That
crazy.
was pretty neat. And now being in Cooperstown, I've umpired two or three classic, the Hall of Fame classic games. They did a firecracker game back in '93. It was a Equitable old timers firecracker game or something. And my gosh, I mean, there's just Hall of Famers. And I had lunch with a fellow that was in my sister's class in Milford. Mike Barlow played with the A's and the Angels and this and that. And I was umpiring that day, and he says, "Hey Jim," he says, "come on, come sit down and have lunch with us."
Oh, geez.
Well, I'm sitting there with him and Warren Spahn.
Oh, geez.
So I mean, there's been many opportunities around major leaguers, and yeah, it's pretty neat. And
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, being in the area. I mean, again, you talk about the local area. I mean, because of course I came from Massachusetts, so I was an outsider. I mean, Red Sox fan, which I know it's Yankee country there. But
oh, there's a lot of Red Sox fans here too,
Which
believe
is
me.
which really surprised me, Jim, when I came there. I was like, really? I mean, this is
Yeah.
really supposed to be Yankees. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
But how important, because again, the area has a lot of small schools, and some of these kids, like you said, a kid from Skaneves can win a national title in Division III, and those kinds of, the Volans, same thing, small schools, national champions, all Americans. I mean, so what does it say for that area of the state? Because it's kind of stuck in between Albany and Binghamton, and everybody thinks about Albany and Binghamton. They don't really think
Yeah.
about Oneonta.
Yeah. Yeah, our section actually is, I don't know, two or three of the different sports are maybe more are really have been very, very competitive. I mean, at all levels.
Right.
So, they're there.
Right.
Know, they get it done.
Yeah.
So
We talked about some of the coaches that you work with, right? So Tom Moriarty certainly has been around, and he's still around helping. He's been coaching for a long time, and who is the legend from Hartwick, who just passed away. They named the court after him.
Nick Lambros.
Yes,
Oh
Nick
my God.
Lambros.
Yeah.
What was it like being around those guys as a young person? I mean,
Oh
those
my
guys have
gosh.
so much knowledge and.
Yeah. I was Nick Lambros. Funny we talk about him, but I was a bat boy for the Milford Max when I was a little guy, and Nick Lambros played with a Max.
Yeah.
And had he not had a he had a hip problem. It was something with his hip. One leg was shorter than the other or whatever, but
Yeah.
he had a run with the Dodgers, and they said if he hadn't had that problem, he would have probably made it. He was
Wow.
just a fantastic athlete,
Yeah.
and a very, very good coach. And yeah, he those guys, I mean, just learned so much from those guys.
Yeah. I mean, they played, The Milford Max, they had a bunch of guys that are in our Hall of Fame too, aren't there? There's a couple of baseball guys. I mean,
I think Don Albin, maybe, is he in there?
yeah, he's in there.
Don Jester, he
Yeah, he's
played.
in
He was
there.
there. Brian's dad.
Yeah.
Oh God,
I
the
tell
Steve McMullen, I think he's
Yeah,
in
he's in
there.
there as well.
Yeah, I know all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
That's
God.
great. Yeah, it's amazing when you, I mean, for you again, being around the area and grew up here, you know, all the teams and the colleges. I mean, did you go to a lot of Oneonta and Hartwick games? I mean, they were the, you know, they were
Oh
the,
yeah,
you know.
absolutely. Yeah. They were, I mean, today, and there's so much to do for kids today, but I mean, of course, I was a sports junkie anyway, so anytime there was ball game, I'm going. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
So you
And
know, it's gosh, I can remember going to Oneonta State games. I know my great friend Jim Kuhn
yeah.
played, and the Flewey's crew with all his, and 77, I think they, when they
Yeah.
go to the final, it was a 77.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see, well, through there, I mean, if you weren't there, they had a JV team then, and if you weren't there by halftime of the JV game, you wouldn't get a seat in Chase. You couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And
Yeah. They were playing in Chase by then. They weren't. When did they leave the Armory?
I don't know. They played in the Armory? They probably did, right?
Yeah, I think they played in the Armory in the beginning, maybe because, and then that building was built like what, late 40s or something. But they
Yeah.
didn't really play there.
Yeah.
So, did you ever get to see him play in the Armory?
I did see a few games. I was pretty small, and I really didn't get, and you, I'll tell you, there wasn't much seating in the Armory
Yeah, I
at
know.
all.
Yeah, that, yeah. When they say standing room only, they meant standing room only.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
So.
funny you talk about that. I was one of my favorite places to play. I mean, you know, playing like City Rec Ball or something. They had leagues there. That
Yeah.
was always one of my favorite places to play.
Well, it's
I don't
funny.
know
The
why, but it always was.
full circle was my oldest son Garrett played in those summer leagues with your nephew.
Mason.
Yes, on the same teams.
Yeah,
So there's a
there you
full
go.
circle moment there.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
Yep.
I went there a couple of times and I just remember, you know, watching those guys play and it was always, you know, I didn't get to go watch him play a lot, you know what I mean? Because I always had a game
Oh,
myself
right.
at the
Yeah,
college.
absolutely. Sure.
So,
Yeah.
you know, my thing was is, you know, the games I did get to see, I certainly enjoyed watching them. And then he went on to play volleyball at SUNY Poly. Now that was not with Mason, it was with
Oh,
your other nephew. Which one?
Jordan.
Yes. So it
Yeah.
was another full circle moment, you know what I mean? Small
Yeah.
world, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
Because they both played the same position, so Garrett was teaching him.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah,
How
so
about that?
yeah, just crazy, you know. It's the connections you make and
Yep.
fun times. Garrett still plays in men's leagues. He plays every year in the USA Volleyball National
Oh, does he?
Tournament. Yeah, so he's still playing.
Wow, that's cool.
A lot of fun. We've
Yeah.
been able to see him a couple of times. Yeah. Well, listen, Jim, anybody you'd like to thank as we kind of wind down here? Any other names?
I know, I think Dick Burr was another guy
Yeah.
who's always really had the greatest interest of Oneonta Athletics, and I'm still good friends with him. And of course, Don Foeling, I saw him the other day, and he just about jumped on me. Hey, congratulations!
Yeah.
Here you're going in, this and that. And
Yeah.
he's just wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know,
Good people.
and Brian Jester helped me a lot. And
Yeah.
there's a lot of people. So
Yeah.
if I missed, I probably missed 100,
Yeah.
but
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, right? Because of all the people
yeah.
that you know.
Yeah. So You know, it was all good, and it was a great experience while I was there, and you know, I continue to go watch them. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jim, once again, on behalf of the Hall of Fame committee, certainly a great friend. Congratulations on this honor. I mean, we're certainly looking forward to that day. And for you and Shannon to kind of share it together, I think that makes it even a little more special.
Yeah,
So,
for sure. No
yeah.
doubt.
Well, listen, you take care, and we'll see you soon.
All righty.